So during this session, we have the meditation with instructions, which is basically some suggestions of ideas or techniques that you can apply to your meditation to help yourself to come to a more relaxed, more easeful, spacious or insightful relationship to your experience. So yesterday, Zaha spoke about relaxing into the body, relaxing into the breath, and using the breath as the primary focus of our meditation. And the breath as the primary focus of our meditation can be something that stays with us for many, many meditations, many, many years of practice. But in addition to that foundation, coming back to the breath, meeting the uniqueness of this breath, really exploring the nature of the breath, can also be supported by an interest and perhaps a new way of relating to our bodies, and particularly difficult or painful experiences in our bodies. And meeting pain or difficulty or contraction within the meditation itself is also really increasing our capacity to be with in life, to be with whatever is happening. And specifically with relating to body pain, we also can develop a deeper understanding of what sensation is, and even what pain is. So perhaps two things we take for granted: sensation is whatever we feel it is, and what pain is, and what pain is asking for, but also what it essentially is in life. What is a pain? So we know that normally when we experience a pain, the body shrinks away from the experience or contracts around the experience. Pain is something we want to go away or we want to get away from. So today's suggestion is actually something a little bit different, moving in a different direction. So actually moving towards to kindly and spaciously investigate pain. Not immediately insist it goes away or we get away from it. So in just two words, we're going to be letting be. Hopefully through the days we can, through the whole day of today, we can incorporate this practice, not just in the sitting meditation times, but whenever something difficult comes up, can we just be with it? Give it five breaths, or whatever feels sustainable, just to be with that difficult experience, before we look for the solution, the fix. Not changing anything, just, ooh, what is this like? So that we can really be intimate before we become rejecting or fixing. And likewise in the hall, when a difficult body sensation arises, can we just meet it? Ah, hello, what's this? How are you? Like when we meet a new person, we try and be a bit friendly in the beginning. We show interest, try and get to know. And And as we get to know, we also can just gently explore, making sure that attitude of friendliness maintains as we ask, you know, what is pain actually like? So if you have any pain in your body right now, where is it? Where is the center? Where is the limit where it stops being pain, becomes something else? What's its temperature? Is it hot or cold? Is it moving? Is it static, tight or spacious? Is it actually easy to locate? When we turn our attention to it, does it stick around or disappear, change? And if it kind of is sticking around, remaining, it might be a bodily, physical pain, really related to the posture that we're sitting in. Making sure that your posture is supportive for you. Making sure your posture is balanced. So if we're utilizing crossing the legs, making sure that we alternate which leg is in the front or on the top with the other leg, so we don't end up with a disbalanced posture. Making sure we're supporting our body with the three points of contact, the buttocks and the knees or the feet, so the weight is evenly distributed. So even though we're interested in exploring the nature of pain, we also don't want to be generating extra pain. Making sure the spine is quite straight, the body, the belly is quite relaxed. If we find that pain is moving around the body quite a lot, popping up in different places, may still be related to physical pain. It may also be the mind, kind of a mind pain. But wherever and however we find it, can we be with it initially and perhaps sustained presence of mind? With that kindness, with that compassion. So we're not just bearing the pain, carrying the pain, enduring the pain. But we're developing a positive relationship. To something we maybe habitually would reject. Making a problem of pain. So even noticing the subtle interest there may be in being with the pain as a way of getting rid of the pain. And of course, being with the pain in this way, it may just disappear. It may just change. Within mindful attention, there is an implicit kindness. It has to be kind. It can't help it. And when kindness meets pain, it changes. But that's not our intention. Intention is just to get to know experience. So mindfulness and pain really go together well. Pain is the body's signal that something is wrong. There's something we're being called to attend to. So the attention is already drawn to the pain. We just bring a little bit more kindness and compassion to that attention. It's often said that pain is inevitable in life, but suffering is optional. The resistance to the pain, in this instance, is the suffering. The opening, gently investigating, is liberating for the pain, for the experience. So as we explore in this way, we'll start to see a separation between pain and suffering. Pain is what is. Suffering is in the relationship. Also be helpful to remember that we're only trying to be with this present moment of pain. The mind story, the suffering story of this might go on forever. I might be doing serious harm. Maybe I should stop. I need to move. It may have some wisdom in it, but it also is implicitly involved in the future. Just checking again, how is it right now? Can I be with this right now? Can I investigate this right now? In meditation, we only need to be with this moment. And this moment, this sensation of pain or this breath, really making sure you're in a relaxed, upright, and open posture. That the face is relaxed. Shoulders relaxed. The belly is soft, open, relaxed. Seeing if the heart can open to this experience. Really rest into your awareness, the awareness of this body experience, this room, this moment in your life. You're already aware, just relaxing into that. Just feeling the whole body. With its areas of relaxation, its areas of tension, its areas of dullness, brightness. Feeling both how the mind can hold all of the body experience, but also how eventually we have a tendency to focus on the pain, the discomfort, the tension or the difficult. Quite natural, quite normal. If we have an area of tension, we can bring the attention to very gently, relaxing on the out-breath into this area. So really letting the body relax around and into this area of tension or pain. Letting the in-breath happen by itself. Really relaxing into, relaxing and allowing the pain to release, to be itself. If there isn't a painful or difficult sensation at this time, you can just come back to the breath. Just enjoying having nothing to do but just breathe. Really paying attention to the nature of the in-breath and the nature of the out-breath. And in particular, how the out-breath is a real letting go. Really just let that breath go. And likewise, we can really let go of any tension. How does that experience of letting go affect the experience of being alive? The flavor of our being. And as we breathe in, we can also experience that characteristic of expanding. And on the out-breath, the letting go. You can also play with that and see how much expansion you can experience. Might expand the heart, might expand the sense of the body, might expand the field of awareness. Whatever it expands, when we relax, let go on the out-breath, rather than contracting the space, can we relax into the space? just also continuing to be aware of where you are in your inner life right now. So as you recognize where you are, what you have, what you're meeting in your experience, just seeing if you can evaluate a little, if this feels like a wise response that you're applying. If your mind is getting lost in thought, maybe better just to come back to the direct sensations of the breath. If the mind feels quite collected and calm, perhaps it can be interesting to expand the awareness, expand into the awareness as we were doing. If a certain sensation calling your attention, practicing breathing, meeting with interest that sensation, getting to know its location, temperature, whether it's moving or dynamic or fixed. There are many possible ways of meeting experience, just as there are many possible types of experience. It's really trusting in your own wisdom to find the right one. Checking that the body is relaxed, the face is relaxed. This really sends a message of relaxation deep into the being, which allows the mind to relax and the heart to open. And if this practice is still something very new or remains something unfamiliar, also just relaxing around our expectations. Just noticing if we have an idea of how we should be. Just however subtle that idea might be. Also trying to relax around that. Even if it's coming from a past experience or an idea we believe in. any time that there's nothing else really calling our attention. Really allowing a comfortable in-breath. To help expand the body. The heart. Gently opening the heart to what is. To what's here. Also to slightly stretch the awareness around the body, through the body, a little bit outside the body. And on the out-breath, relaxing into that space of awareness. Now just letting the in-breath expand a little bit outside the body. See how that feels. Just noticing again how we're meeting this experience. If it feels quite pleasant or unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant. And noticing how that's reflected in the body. So if you're practicing with this quite spacious awareness, can you also pay attention to the body without switching out of that? Can the body remain relaxed? Soft belly, relaxed face, soft shoulders, and a kind of spread awareness from the toes to the head and around the body and the space around the body. And if our attention is drawn to a pain or area of tension, as we meet that, as we rest our attention into that, can we also see there's space within pain, space within sensation? As we gently investigate, gently get closer, we allow ourselves and our full spaciousness of awareness to enter into a particular sensation. Even if there's no pain in your body right now, just entering into the knee or somewhere else to explore sensation. What does it actually feel like? What does this pain or this knee actually feel like? Is there a center? Is there a limit? Is there an end to the inner exploration of this? What is it like to meet pain or the knee, or wherever we are, with this interest, with a kind attention, with a broad awareness. Just feeling where you want to rest your attention for the last minutes, whole body, specific areas. But wherever you are, have a sense of the awareness that is allowing this investigation, this meeting.